We'd like to begin planning and zoning Wednesday, February 22nd. I'm Janelle Oberle.
Eric Hammer.
Debbie Greener.
And I'll open with a prayer. Our dear Father in Heaven, we're grateful for this evening to meet to discuss city needs, and we ask that thy hand will be with us in making decisions and that it's best for the community. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go do a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to get straight on to the agenda. So because we don't have any public here, and a public forum, remind me, Dennis, we don't have to open formally. A forum is different than a... Okay, so you're going to have a public forum to discuss any comments. We don't have any public. So we don't have to do any of that, right? Because we're not... Right. And I thought you guys took care of new chair last meeting, no?
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that off of it.
That's fine. Is that done, or do we need a vote, or did you vote? Mandy, do you remember? I'll look at the notes.
Minutes. I read the minutes. I wasn't here, but it said that they had...
They'd moved and seconded, so we're done with that, right? Okay, so Holly will be. That's good. Okay, and then the public hearing, which again we don't have to have because we don't have no public.
You still have to have a public
hearing. Yeah. We do still have to have the public hearing, so we'll officially open the public hearing to discuss our action item of the code amendment regarding minor subdivision standards and pre-review process, which is this 20 pages. Eric's going to skim that. It's light reading. Most of us reviewed all of the changes, and we trust Dennis in his position and his expertise.
So what do we have in front of you, Eric? Well, before we formal motion to open the public hearing.
Thank you.
I make a motion that we open a public hearing.
Thank you, Debbie. In a second.
Regarding.
Oh, yes. The subdivision.
The subdivisions.
I'll second.
Thank you, Eric. Sorry about that.
So what I passed out to you is just a little bit cleaner version of what I passed out before the last meeting. In that this has been formed to the city's report of the staff, which is on the city council. So it's still a little bit of an outline from page 1 to 2, just highlights of all the different sections that have been affected by this.
Great. Not all that seemed to be very logical and expedites the system, right?
And makes it clear where that stuff is where it says it is. Right.
So the other element that's not in the context of that right now is the score charts.
These. This one?
Oh, yep. That's the one.
It's in the middle. Page 8 of 20.
So, yeah, those would be the new flow charts that would be incorporated into chapter 15, which currently is added in that. So.
Perfect.
I would just highlight for you, right now at the legislature, there is a law that's being considered and already passed out the first committee. That would make it that cities can only have a preliminary and a final review process. And so if that passes, we'd have to eliminate the concept aspect of these things.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What does the concept do? Just open it up to see what somebody wants to do, basically,
kind of
without them
out.
Going to all the
Any
work
expense.
Of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
their surveyor.
So I sent a couple of op-ed pieces up to the legislature and the towns on why I think it's a bad idea to remove concept review for large developments.
It is big for our community, for sure, because we have to kind of figure out.
Right. I'm not opposed to eliminating the concept for very small subdivisions, but definitely
yeah, okay.
for large developments, I think that concept layer gives us opportunity to really work through some things before they start spending their money.
Yeah.
And you know, developers, the legislature are all about trying to save time and money.
Right.
And eliminating the concept review, it might save them a little bit of time, but it could drastically help hurt them in the pocketbook. That, so far it's been passing through the committees without much change.
Do you think it's because in larger communities they have their system down and
yeah.
they just don't need a...
Yeah. yeah. The assumption is that everybody's got full staff, engineers on staff, everybody's in-house.
Yeah.
And they disregard
that we don't and that we're just trying to make it happen. Figure it out. Okay, and we have to have the public hearing open for, we used to do it for 30 minutes, but you said we don't have to have a time. Anybody have any questions or concerns regarding these code amendments?
You did a very good job of explaining
yes, thank
that last
you. Yes.
time.
Yes, and we'll end on the work. We appreciate your work, Dennis. But we don't have to approve or do anything with that, right?
So you close the public hearing, and then you can prepare a recommendation if you want tonight to the city council.
Okay. So do I have a motion to close this public hearing?
I move that we close the public hearing.
Thank you, Debbie. In a second.
A second.
Thank you, Eric. And do I have a motion for a recommendation to the council to move on this code amendment regarding minor subdivisions?
It's a recommendation to council?
Yeah, it doesn't say that in our agenda, but yeah.
I'll make a motion to recommend this to city council.
Thank you, Eric, for your recommendation motion.
Second.
And a second from Debbie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we just have our... Dennis, do you have any other comments that you want to give regarding that, or are we good?
With regard to the code amendment, that's fine. We'll get it on the next council agenda for them to start to chew on.
Okay, and before we do the approval of minutes, do you want to... Should we do the... little business license stuff, or?
Yeah, just as a matter of report, it's not on your agenda tonight. We received an application from a lady that would like to do on her kitchen table, essentially, prepare root beers and corsages. They would go and get flowers themselves from like Costco or Sam's Club, bring them back when they have an order, do it all on the kitchen table, very little traffic, and recommendation to the city council on that. And so I don't have any information with me right now, but if you're willing to let us move that on to the city council, and we can put on your next agenda for ratification if you want to do that. But I'm looking at it, it's very straightforward, very simple, very minor home occupation.
And there's no the formalities are not important, right? As long as like they didn't have the application or they didn't show up here, that doesn't really matter. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I'm fine with moving forward, and I think it's nice to have on the agenda next time, so everybody's aware that wasn't here of what we recommended. How do you guys feel about that?
So do we make a recommendation for that?
To council?
If you're looking at that.
How do you feel about it, Debbie?
It would just be like for proms and dances.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So really just...
Yeah.
Part-time.
Yeah, really part-time.
Okay. Does it sound like it's going to impact neighbors?
It would if everybody showed up for their corsage and thing at once.
Same time.
She could easily take him. Well, no. She wouldn't want to take him to the school because they'd right. want to get them so
Before.
When they pick up their date.
But when you do all the numbers of how many people actually go and how many would actually hire her, it's going to be very little.
But you can certainly forward that in your recommendation that we take a closer look at the traffic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we... Now this is for a home occupation or the business license. What are we...
It's home occupation, right?
Home occupation.
Occupation. Recommendation. Recommend it to City Council for the home occupation.
Debbie, should we add that stipulation?
No.
With the stipulation of verifying possible traffic regulate, you know, to think that through. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the second?
I second it.
Thank you, Debbie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. You guys, let's review the minutes really quickly. I guess since Eric and I were not in attendance, can we even...
Yes. So when you vote on minutes, you're really voting on the
content.
You're approving the document, trusting that it was prepared properly, and is a accurate reflection of what was held, not that you were there and that you...
I can't see it. I've got it on my phone.
Okay. But it is harder, like, if we're not there, we don't know if it was accurate, right? Like.
It's true. Yeah, you can go along and see when you were.
Okay, present. Good to know.
It was a long meeting, I'll tell you that. But it was worth it.
Right, when we met earlier that week, just a lot of information, for sure. It's over an hour. Oh, I forgot to give Jorgen a heads up that he would. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask anyone to run the meeting. I usually do if I'm not going to be there, but I forgot. It looks like Jorgen stepped up.
Yeah, he did.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay,
I second that.
Eric's made the motion and Debbie is second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Anything else we need to discuss or put on future agendas? I don't know of anything.
I do. Back to the situation where Kent Larson. Does that set a precedent for somebody else who now wants to build a building, a storage workshop on their property but don't have a residence?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so motion to adjourn.
A motion that we adjourn.
Thank you, Debbie. A second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Eric. All in
We're
favor?
Just bouncing back and forth between the two of us.
Here we go. Done and done.
Okay.
Okay. I had something else to ask. Just general, not planning, planning. Who knows?
It'll come to me. It might surface, huh?
Yeah, it will. Sooner or later. Oh, I know what it is. It's when are city elections?